This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Receive the Holy Spirit. A brief history of the Holy Spirit in the Scriptures. Revelations 22:17. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And let the one who hears say, "Come." Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. Consider this. We're coming to the conclusion of our journey through the Scriptures, exploring the person and work of the Holy Spirit. Like looking at a photo album after a wonderful trip, let's take a few moments to worshipfully view all the places we've been. Today, awareness of the activity of the Holy Spirit is as vital to the church as it has ever been. The Spirit invites us to an infilling, a deep drink of the living water Jesus offers us. Jesus said to his disciples, "Receive the Holy Spirit," in John 20:21-22. As we open ourselves to the Holy Spirit today, there will be parties of salvation and joy, Acts 2:1. A few things will get moved around, Acts 2:2, and we'll be filled with the fire of love for others, Acts 2:3. We'll also be empowered with gifts for the mission of loving the world to life in Jesus' name. Acts 2:4-8 and 11b. We learn from the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, that the Holy Spirit is the breath of God, Ruach, and the original artist, Genesis 1:1, bringing beauty from chaos, Genesis 1:2, animating human life, Genesis 2:7, and sustaining all things seen and unseen, Genesis 2:1. The Holy Spirit speaks to people, Genesis 15:12a, helps us obey, Genesis 22:1-2, rushes to a humble heart, 1 Samuel 16:13a, and renews us in worship, Psalm 51:10-12. The Holy Spirit is with us everywhere, Psalm 139:7-10, leading us to the good life, Psalm 143:10. Stirring praise in our spirit, Exodus 15:19-21, and welcoming us to awakening moments, Exodus 3:2-4. The Spirit gives us prophetic discernment, Genesis 41:38, works through our skills, Exodus 31:1-6, orchestrates such a time as this moment, Esther 4:12-14, and uses God-hearing leaders, Judges 4:14. The Spirit gives us a heart of flesh, Ezekiel 36:26-27, calls a kingdom of priests, Exodus 19:4-6a, pours out God's presence, Joel 2:28-29, 32a, and rests on the Messiah, Isaiah 11:1-3. The Holy Spirit empowers the good news that sets captives free, Isaiah 61:1-2a, and gives us life. We learn from the New Testament that Jesus was with the wind, pneuma, of the Holy Spirit at creation, John 1:1-5, and the Spirit gives us the strength to obey, Luke 1:35, working powerfully through a person aware of the Father's love, Matthew 3:16-17. The Spirit makes us born again, John 3:5-8, is our helper, John 14:16-17, reveals Jesus, John 15:26, and guides us into all truth, John 16:13. The Spirit glorifies Jesus, John 16:14-15, and reveals to us the depths of God, 1 Corinthians 2:9-12. The Spirit always builds up the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:12-14, empowers us with the Father's love, Romans 8:14-15, and teaches us what to say when we need to declare our faith, Luke 12:11-12. By the Spirit, we learn how to walk on the path of life, Galatians 5:16-17, experience freedom, 2 Corinthians 3:17, gain the fruitful character of Christ, Galatians 5:22-25, quench our spiritual thirst, John 7:37-39, and come out of deserts with power, Luke 4:1-2, 14-15. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus' resurrection within us, Romans 8:11, lavishly given by the Father, Luke 11:13, showing us the way of love, 1 Corinthians 13:1-6, and equipping us for ministry with profound spiritual gifts, 1 Corinthians 12:1-3. The great symphony of spiritual gifts, 1 Corinthians 12:7, is expressed through the church, and gifts are distributed to all, 1 Corinthians 12:4 6, many in abundant, 1 Corinthians 12:7 11, for the building up of the local church, Romans 12:4 8. The Holy Spirit strengthens the body through gifted leaders. Ephesians 4:11 to 13 speaks to us through the scriptures. 2 Timothy 3:14 to 17 through impressions and intuitions. Acts 20:22 to 23 through gifts of wisdom. James 3:13 to 17, Colossians 1:9 to 12, and through the body of Christ. Acts 13:2 to 4, Romans 12:5. The Spirit is a deposit and guarantee of resurrection and the new creation to come, 2 Corinthians 5:5, helping us wait in hope, Galatians 5:5, giving us divine perspective, Psalm 73:16 to 17, and opening us to the Father's love, Galatians 4:6. We are strengthened inwardly by the Spirit, Ephesians 3:16 to 19, and invited to partner in the healing of the world, John 16:7. The sword of the Spirit is God's word, Ephesians 6:17, and worship is to flow from us in spirit and in truth, John 4:23 to 24. The Holy Spirit gives us righteousness, peace, and joy, Romans 14:7, fills the temple of the church, 1 Corinthians 3:16, and helps us in our weakness, Romans 8:26 to 27. And the Holy Spirit does much, much more. While experiences with the Holy Spirit can't be manufactured, they can certainly be nurtured. Breathe deeply of the Holy Spirit and drink deeply of the living waters Jesus promised. The Church of Jesus Christ is given the gift of the Holy Spirit for the sake of the world. Receive the Holy Spirit. The prayer. Jesus, I receive the Holy Spirit. My heart is full just reading about your work in history and your work in us as your church. Come, Holy Spirit, I receive you with my whole heart. Fill me with your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. The question, are you ready to be a part of the history of the Holy Spirit in our day and time? What is the next step you could take to do this? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wilk.